Deacon Murray, Deacon Murray, you dropped the microphone. That is not a joke. Hello, friends. Please pay attention to the punchline of the joke. One day, a kindergarten teacher said to the class of five-year-olds, "Children, I will give $2 to the child who can tell me who was the most famous man in the world that ever lived." Immediately, an Irish boy put up his hand and said, "It was St. Patrick." The teacher said, "Sorry, that is not correct." Then a Scottish boy raised his hand and said, "It was St. Andrew." The teacher replied, "I'm sorry, that is not right either." Finally, a Jewish boy raised his hand and said, "It was Jesus Christ." The teacher said, "That is absolutely right. Come up here and I will give you the $2. As the teacher was giving his money, the teacher said, "You know, you being Jewish, I was very surprised that you said Jesus Christ." And then the boy replied, "Ma'am, yes, in my heart, I knew it was Moses, but business is business." This is just a joke. I would like to point out two messages out of this joke. The first message is that we all know that today money rules the world, right? So many business people must have made lots of money this past Friday. And then so many people, they spent a lot of money in the holiday shopping, waiting in the frozen cold, freezing cold. You know, we all think material things are the best, and we keep accumulating material things by spending lots of money. I know that is, I'm not saying this is wrong, but sometimes the temptation is that we prioritize money and material things over God. You understand what I'm saying? We prioritize money and material things over God. And that's not a joke. I hear the advertisement all the time in the radio. People today worship money more than God. People today worship the government more than God. The second point I wanted to make is that out of this joke is that boy, Jewish boy, did the right answer, that it was Jesus Christ was the famous man that ever lived in this world. And that is correct. The truth of the matter is, Jesus Christ is the way to salvation. There is no doubt about it. Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. So we are called to prioritize Christ in our lives more than anybody else, even our relationship, more than anything else, because we all need our salvation. Today we celebrate Christ the King Feast. You know, Pope Pius XI in 1925 established this Feast of Christ the King to assure to the people that Jesus Christ should be, is, and should be the ruler of our hearts and homes. Because in 1920s, people thought that political leaders can save their lives and save the country. So Pope Pius XI established this feast, assuring that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and he is the only one needs to be worshipped, glorified. Because Jesus Christ, as we read in today's first reading and second reading in the scripture readings, he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and end of all created things. And not only that, he is the firstborn of the dead. Jesus Christ not only came to save us from our sins, not only freed us from our sins, but also by rising from the dead, he promised all of us that all who believe in him, all who trust in him, will have the life that has no end. Is Jesus Christ the King? We have to answer that question. But before I answer that question, in your mind, think of the image as king, you know, normally king, earthly kings. I'm talking about earthly kings. You know, when you go to the palace, what do you see? It is a luxury palace. The kings are living in the luxury palace. And there are guards. The palaces are surrounded by guards and servants serving the kings. And they live in fear for the kings. But in contrast, Jesus Christ is the king, not that way. Jesus Christ is the king in the sense that he never controls anybody. We are not subject to Jesus Christ, the king. He is the king who leads us in humble service, washing the feet of the apostles. And not only that, sacrificing his life on the cross by shedding his blood on the cross for our salvation. But today's earthly kings and leaders, they are leaving us in poverty and misery. But Christ the King is not controlling us, but he is giving us freedom. He has set us free from our sins, but he is giving us a freedom to live as the way as he taught us to live. So he gives us all the freedom. So we are given a free choice to live as Jesus Christ taught us to live. Live in freedom, in peace, love, and in justice and righteousness. Dear friends, that Jesus and his kingdom will never be destroyed. This earthly kingdom will always be destroyed. You know, Donald Trump cannot be president eternally or permanently, or Obama cannot be president eternally and permanently, or Hillary Clinton cannot be president eternally and permanently, but Jesus Christ rules our hearts forever, not only here on earth, but in heaven. And that's what gives us the good news, dear friends. So he has led us, all of us, to God, the Heavenly Father, and he is still leading us to God, the Heavenly Father, and in the eternal kingdom, which lasts forever. So this Jesus and his kingdom is eternal. But we all think that earthly kingdom is eternal and permanent. And so we all need to work for Jesus and for his kingdom, dear friends, by living the values of justice, peace, righteousness, and truth. You know, in today's gospel, Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" You know what Jesus' answer was? "My kingdom does not belong to this world." What does that mean? You know, Jesus is not the king like the earthly king. Jesus is rather completely a different king, different sort of king. He's a humble man, leading us to service, humble service, and finally end up in the death, and that death on the cross. I'd like to finish my homily talking about priest, prophet, and king. You know, during the baptism, when we were baptized, the priest anoints the baby with the oil of gladness, the chrism. And then he says, "You are a priest, prophet, and king." We are all a priest. Do you know that? By baptism, we are all representing as another Christ. How do you think that you are a priest? Because Jesus Christ, as eternal priest, he has made the sacrifice once for all on the cross. And that sacrifice is celebrated, memorialized every time when we come to celebrate the Eucharist through body and blood of Christ, the Eucharist. We receive Jesus Christ as he sacrificed himself for us. So that the term priest applied to all of us, not only the priests that are ordained, but priests as people of God. When you are baptized, you are a priest because you sacrifice yourself to bring Christ to others. You sacrifice your life to bring Christ to others. And that is another Christ. And the prophet, you know, in the gospel today, Jesus said, "I came to testify to the truth." You know, we all live in the falsehood. We all hear that fake news today. But Jesus came to set us free, and Jesus came to testify to the truth. The real truth. Truth is God leading us all to God. Truth will set us free. So we all have to speak the truth in word and deed. And so we are all prophetic people, in a way, as prophets. Jesus Christ was a prophet speaking the truth in word and deed. And the third thing, we are all kings. Do you know that? Because Jesus Christ is not like an earthly king. Jesus Christ led the people in the right direction. He was the good shepherd, leading all the people in the right direction, not like earthly kings, not like the leaders of this world. We cannot guarantee that leaders of this world may guide us or take us in the right direction. But Jesus Christ took us in the right direction, the right path, to lead finally to his kingdom, eternal kingdom. So through the baptism, we are all made as a king. So we, as baptized Christians, we are responsible to lead other people, your family members, in the right direction as a good shepherd. And that's why we are all a king. So the priest, prophet, and king, we are priestly people, prophetic people, and we are kingly people. So, dear friends, as I am concluding my homily, as we are ending the liturgical year this year with the Christ the King feast, let Christ rule our hearts and our homes. Nothing else. Nobody else. Let Christ always rule our hearts. Let Christ always rule our homes. Let the values of Christ rule our homes. No compromising of anything else. And that way, we are part of this God's kingdom, not only today, but in the eternal life to come. So let us be part of the kingdom by living the life that is valuable to Jesus Christ, the gospel values of love, peace, justice, and righteousness every day in our lives. And let us be part of the eternal kingdom of Jesus Christ today and forever. Amen.